talk about Braden's contract being signed today. We do have a good number of people on the call here, so please be respectful. We'll do English first, and then go to French after that, as we do have some French-speaking media here on as well. Who wants to kick us off here?
Julian, Diana here. Just what does it mean to get this done with this timing? So not only are you before the regular season starts, but with more of the preseason left?
Obviously, I think both Braden, his agent, Jerry Johansson, myself, we all wanted to get this done as quickly as possible. I've mentioned throughout the summer that, you know, this is a process, and it takes a certain amount of time, and sometimes things, contracts come more quickly than other times. What matters to us right now is that I can't mention how happy our organization is to know that Braden will be joining our group shortly here, knowing that he'll be part of our organization not only for the next 3 years, but the plan is to extend him beyond this 3-year term here. So, you know, him and all the other players we've been able to lock up over the last few years gives us a really good nucleus that we feel good about for the foreseeable future here in Tampa. So it's very promising for our organization and for our fans. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm well aware that there's a narrative that our players have over the last few years worked with the organization to come to terms on contracts that allow us to keep our players and keep our group going forward and allow us to have the best team possible on the ice. And now Braden's the latest example of that. And it all started with Steven Stamkos a few years back. But by no means do we take that for granted. And we'd like to thank Braden for working with us here and giving us the best chance of winning the Stanley Cup, not only this season, but for the coming years as well.
Julian, this is Derek here.
I'm not sure I answered Diana's question, which was on the timing. Like I mentioned, these things, like, they have their kind of a life of their own, and they take the time that they take. I would like to mention to everyone, Braden did have hip surgery in the spring. So at this point, and throughout, it was always projected that he would be cleared to play at some point in late October. So even though we're very happy that we were able to get a deal done here, and Braden will be joining the team. I believe he's traveling on Wednesday to Fort Lauderdale. We don't expect him to be playing in any preseason games. We don't expect him to be ready for the season opener. But obviously having him around, just being with his teammates and practicing with them and getting, you know, daily treatment from our superb staff here, all that will benefit him and our team. And hopefully we'll get Braden back in the lineup as quickly as possible.
Eric, do you have a question?
Yeah, I did. Julian, just, obviously it's a process and everything takes its own course. Every negotiation is its own process. But this goes, 10 days into training camp. I mean, how hard is it to kind of, not flinch or, just stand by what you think is best for the teams and try to make it work? Where both sides end up satisfied, but something that really fits the team as well.
Well, ultimately what matters is that both sides come to an agreement, that both sides are happy with, because this is not, obviously, it's not just getting Braden Point in camp for this week. Like, we have an ongoing relationship with Braden. Like I mentioned, he's under contract now for the next 3 years, but I fully expect that this relationship will go beyond that term. So we want to make sure that everyone is comfortable with the terms, and it takes the time that it takes. And I've mentioned previously, these players are in this situation where they're restricted free agents with no salary arbitration rights. It's just harder. There's no date that kind of guides us toward getting a deal done. There's no specific deadline, I guess, other than the December 1 deadline, which no one really wants to. No one wants to deal with that. We obviously want the player and the player by the opening of the season. The player wants to be there by the opening of the season, but there's no there's nothing to guide us towards a specific date, and there's also it's hard to kind of have the landscape doesn't really pinpoint us towards a number and a term either, because every organization is different. They're working on, you know, different models, so the marketplace is literally all over the place, and we've seen that this past summer, this past off season, where different young players signed different types of contracts with different organizations. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters to us is that we were able to come to terms on a contract with Braden, and both Braden and the organization are happy with the terms of the contract.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Julian?
Julian, Joe Smith here. You mentioned the narrative out there about guys starting from Stamkos who took deals to work with the team, and this deal is already being called a lot, you know, team-friendly, quote-unquote, whatever you want to say. Do you view it that way? And I think that's a give and take in a negotiation like this, but were you comfortable with, especially the third year going up, knowing what the would be in year four?
Well, you mentioned it, Joe. In every negotiation, there's some give and take. Ultimately, we feel this contract allows us to keep our nucleus for the coming years. It allows us to get Braden into the fold prior to the start of the season. There's a lot of reasons why I like this contract, but those are the two key reasons. Is A, Braden Point is under contract, so I know I will be able to count on his services for this season, and he's under contract for the next 3 years at a cap number that allows us to keep our core together and maintain our level of competitiveness for at least the near future here.
And I know you said next year will be probably the hardest summer yet as far as your cap, and you have a lot of RFAs too in Braden's boat. Was this important, you know, the bridge deal, the way this was kind of constructed for more of a precedent setting, you know, or hoping that the same precedent continues with other guys next summer, working with you guys in this particular fashion, knowing where you'll be?
Well, every contract negotiation is different. There are a lot of unknowns with regards to the contracts we're going to have to do over the next 12 months here, starting with what the cap's going to be, the performance of the players whose contracts are going to be up. There's a number of variables that we don't control and for which we don't have all the information yet. So I don't know that every negotiation is different, but I think over the years we've kind of gone with this model of doing bridge deals, shorter-term deals, which lowers the cap hit for these contracts, and it allows us to keep more of our good players, and ultimately the players on their third contract usually sign long-term contracts and stay within our organization, and it's a model that's worked well for us so far. It's kept us competitive, and that certainly was part of the rationale for doing a three-year deal in this particular instance.
Julian, I understand every contract negotiation is different, but does your history of signing those long-term contracts, you look at Vasilevskiy and Kucherov in the immediate past, maybe help with saying, you know, when you say, hey, we want to keep you here, there's evidence that you've done that with other players? Does that maybe help going forward, whether it be this situation or the next negotiation?
Well, I do think part of the argument is that the players that have worked with us, they've been rewarded in the sense that we tell them, work with us and we're going to make sure you're on a competitive team. And we've been a competitive team for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And eventually you will sign that big contract and stay with our organization long term. So, you know, having those precedents probably helps convince the every time we have one of these contracts, the fact that we have precedents that we can refer to probably helps to convince them that, yeah, this can work for them.
I mean, it's Eric again. If we can go back to the injury that Braden, that's something that kind of developed through the year, or was there something in specific, and are there any concerns along what it could be?
You broke up there. You broke up there at the end, Eric. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, okay, just the hip injury with Braden, was it something that kind of just accumulated throughout the year, or was there something specific, and is there any long-term concern with it?
There is no long-term concern. We've had a number of players with this issue in the past that have had this specific surgery, and they've fully recovered. I think it's just an accumulation of wear and tear over the years. I don't think it's one acute incident that created this. It's just wear and tear over the years. I've talked to Braden over the last few weeks. I talked to him today. He says he's feeling really, really well, better than he felt prior to surgery. He's pain-free at this point and is almost back to normal. So he has a follow-up appointment with the doctor soon here, and we'll get a better read as to where he is in terms of his rehab at this point. Or at that point.
Any other English questions? Or go ahead, Diana.
Just one other quick clarification on that. You said late October, as in returning to the ice or potentially returning to the team? I mean, to games?
Yeah, late October to play regular season games. He is skating. He has been skating for a number of weeks. Barb Underhill, our skating instructor, actually skated with him a few weeks back in Calgary. So he's been skating, and once he joins the group here in Florida, he will be skating with the team. He'll just be non-contact for the time being.
Thank you.
Was it hard to keep track? Because there he wasn't under contract in terms of you not usually with your medical staff or over the summer to get a better read for how the injury was going and the rehab and everything. Was it a little more of a challenge in that respect?
Not really. We were in constant communication with him. And with the doctor who performed the surgery, after his various follow-up appointments, I reached out to him to see how he was doing. Had a couple conversations with him over the summer. We certainly felt on top of things. And throughout, Braden was just kept feeling better and better, and was really happy with the surgery. So there was no concern. No.
We move on to French guys. I believe we have RDS here.
Thanks, Pete.
Hey, guys.
Oui, salut, Julie, Bruno, mon petit de RDS. J'ai